Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me. This is episode 39.
Woo!
Are we going to celebrate every single episode now?
Yeah.
How are you, Jelena?
I'm great, Shrek. How are you?
I'm good too, thank you very much. Anything interesting happening with you?
Nothing much. Have you heard about the new TV program on Netflix?
I had a friend reach out to me and just during random conversation go like, oh, I'm in a very like decluttering spree. And I was like, what happened? And I discovered Netflix has a show.
So they weren't listening to our podcast then?
Apparently not.
Aww.
It was quite disappointing.
Yeah, that's very upsetting. We'll have to change that around. We need to get
I've shared the show now. And I'll be like, oh, you know I have a show. I don't know. Okay, here
well,
you go.
Well, now they'll get inspired by us. Yeah. So, yeah. But that's what we need, a Netflix podcast show. Can we get that? Yeah. So this Netflix show has started with Marie Kondo. And I know you know about her because I've talked about her privately with you. Yeah. But weirdly, still a lot of people don't know about her. But now they will because of the TV show. She released a book a year after I started Declutter Me, which was good in a way. People didn't know what I was talking about before when I started the business here. So it was good because people were like, oh, like that Japanese woman who tidies up. I'm like, well, there's more to tidying up, but that's the name of her book. And yeah, so she's been a double-edged sword because she has her methods is different from how a lot of other organizers do things. She has a methodology and she uses it. And it's become a cult now. And she has now, she has training courses to learn how to do the Con Marie method of organizing. So you have to follow the set routine. Marie Kondo. Con Marie.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
it's
no, no. I know, but like, did someone not give her a little piece of advice about calling herself a con?
Yeah, no.
Like,
I don't think
just before her name?
Yeah.
Like,
she's got amazing PR and marketing by the looks of it. But yeah, she's got a whole thing. It's cool. One day I'll have something called, I don't know, what shall I call mine? The Declutter Me method.
No, it would be called the Declutter Me third. You know, because you can't call it the Declutter Me method.
I don't know what. Yeah, we'll have to come up with something. We'll need someone. So, if anyone's listening and can think of a good name for my.
I'm sorry, are we just randomly taking naming suggestions from our listeners now?
Yeah, they can come up. Like, people are more creative than I am. I'm not a creative person.
I know,
organized.
But I just want the listeners to know this was not part of the plan for this episode. We're just random. We're going off script over here. Like, let's focus.
Get some help.
Let's focus.
Let's get help from, so if you come up with a name for my method of organizing and decluttering, leave a comment or let us know. And we'll choose the best options in our next podcast.
Oh, dear Lord. We just turned... We're supposed to talk about Marie Kondo. We've just made a contest of our own here.
She helped us to get to this point. So she had a book called The Magic Life of Tidying Up, or The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying. And then she had another book, and now she has a TV program. So I watched a few episodes for research purposes.
What did you think of it?
Yeah, it's very, it's for the American market. She works with Americans, so there is, the story and the dramatics. I mean, they wouldn't make it an hour show or however long it is without some dramatics and the music and stuff. It's interesting watching it. She shows her method, her mythology, and tells them to do it, but she doesn't stay with them. In the first episode, she told the couple to organize, to take all the clothes out, which is always, I think, not the greatest idea. I've had one client request this because she'd read the book. And what Marie Kondo says is that you have to get all the clothes out from everywhere in your house that is yours and put it, say, on your bed. So it becomes a mountain of clothes.
Yeah, and this is something you've addressed before as well, right? Like, it just gets overwhelming then. It's better to go section by section or break it down into smaller chunks, basically. Yeah.
So, but hers is, do that. And it was on, this, you could see the woman on the show kind of hyperventilating and going, where do I start? And that does happen. And it's not something you want to have happen to your clients, for them to get overwhelmed and distressed. My client ran away into another room for half an hour because she was so stressed out. I made her coffee and chilled her out and then said, look, we'll work for it together. So I don't believe in that kind of ethos of doing that. So that was an element that I was, concerned about watching. Another thing was she has this thing about, does it spark joy? I have always said that doesn't work for most people. There's certain things you can look at and say, does it spark joy? Like paintings.
Clothing, maybe.
Clothing, yeah. But in your kitchen, say cutlery. Does it spark joy?
Depends on the cutlery.
Well, if it's fancy stuff, maybe, yeah. And it has a cool design. It's from, like, I don't know, Hermes or something. But if it's your normal 24-pack from IKEA, it doesn't spark joy, but it's useful. You need the teaspoons to stir your tea in your cup, you know, with your milk and sugar, if you have milk and sugar, and you have the knife and fork to eat your food. Doesn't spark joy, but it's really useful. Vacuum cleaner, does that spark joy? And I mean, Dyson might do a bit more than, like, another brand, but no. So there's various things in your life that don't spark joy. So I usually say, is it useful, and does it make you happy? Like, it makes you happy to have a knife and fork in your hands while you're eating. So that's better than having joy. Joy and, like, does it bring you sparkly, glittery joy? That just is, it doesn't work for me. And I know it doesn't work for my clients. Maybe it's because we've got that same mentality. I'm less glittery and unicorns and more pragmatic about organizing and decluttering. So that's the difference between her and I. So yeah, so it was interesting to see. It's always good to see how other organizers work and to see what the phenomenon is, because people are following her and there's a cult, you know, there's Facebook groups for her. People are following her religiously. And there is also this pressure on people that if you don't do it exactly as she does it, if you don't fold the clothes in the exact method that she shows, which only works if you fold the clothes and put them into special drawers, that's the only way it will work, and not in our wardrobes in Dubai. But if you don't follow all these things, you're going to fail being organized and decluttered. There is no focus more on the, you do this decluttering and organizing, and then you have to build the habit and keep everything in the, have a place for everything.
But is that something that she, like, you're not seeing on the show, but it's something she advocates anyway, like in the books and stuff? Or is it just, that's, I'm also thinking it could just be the way they've scripted the show, where they can't really follow up on it, really, or whatever.
I haven't read the second book, and from the first book, I couldn't see it focusing at all on building the habit, because people had to build the habit to be organized, which we've mentioned many times. And the other worry with her or concern was that she didn't, as I said, she didn't stay. She demonstrated something, and then she left it for them to do themselves, and they had to get on with it for, like, the night or a few days before she came back. So there was all this pressure on them, and, you know, they were, like, you know, yelling at each other and stuff. Whereas when I'm with the client, I'm with them for the whole time to make sure they get on with it and finish it in that set amount of time that we're together. Because if you leave it to someone, they're going to procrastinate. They're going to look at their phone. They're going to play with the kids. They're going to leave the house and not continue with what they're doing and say, I'll do it another day. You know, you need someone to be there with you if you want to get on with this. You know, that's why you hire an organizer. That's, you know, and I suppose with them, they were going to come back the next day or a few days later, and she came about 3 or 4 times to the houses to check up on them and everything, and to show them the next step or the next part. You know, first it was doing the clothes, then it was books, then it's paper, and then it's the miscellaneous things and kitchens and garages. So that's, yeah, that was my thing, you know, while watching it. It was good to see. It was interesting. There's no discounting that it's helped, because it's brought out the organizing and decluttering world to more people, and even to my friends. Now my friends are like, oh, that's what you do. And it's like, yeah, this is what I've been doing for all these years, you know. Not completely like that, but that's kind of what I do, yeah. So it was a good show in that way. It was inspiring. Also, I think it was interesting to see that there was the husbands and wives doing it together, which is another thing that, you know, another element, because there's always, especially here, I think it's a cultural thing. The husbands don't understand why the wives can't do it themselves. They don't understand why I get called in. A lot of wives don't tell their husbands that I've come to the house. I have to leave the house before the husbands come back. So that was interesting to see, but I think that was more a cultural thing. Yeah, let me know what you think about the show yourselves.
Yeah, I'd be very curious to hear from listeners of what they thought about the show. You're right. I mean, it is nice to see it get some exposure, obviously.
And people are talking about it, but it would be nice to see what other people think. Especially, you know, there is the Con Marie fans who, you know, might say that what I've said is complete and utter bollocks.
We like Con Marie. We don't like Con Shalina.
Yeah, we don't like Shalina. Con Shalina. Oh, Jock Shalina.
Conversely, Shalina Con.
But there are others who might say, oh, okay. Yeah, it would be good to hear what other people think and see, you know, what how they've, if they've implemented parts of that as well. So anyway, so that's it for today.
Awesome. As always, you can find more information about the show by visiting declaremy.com/podcast. We're available in all of those podcast players and places you listen to things.
If you do need help to get organized and decluttered and you can't afford for ConMarie to come to your house, give me a call and I'll be able to help you.
And she'll stay the whole day.
I'll stay with you the whole day to make sure you get on with it and do it. So you can contact me at declaremy.com.
That's all we have for you this week. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.